Hi, this week the question is, are you a Christian? Are you sure? Would your feelings be hurt if you thought you were a Christian but discovered you really were not? Being a Christian, according to the Bible, means more than acting civilized in front of people. It means more than going to church on Sundays, and it means more than having a cross around your neck on a gold chain. What does the Bible say? According to the Bible, who is a Christian? The word Christian appears only 3 times in the entire Bible. Did you know that? And we learn something about being a Christian from each one of these passages. First, let's look at Acts chapter 26, verses 27 and 28. The Apostle Paul asked, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. Here, the Apostle Paul was speaking to a king. Paul was convinced that the king believed in Christ, and the king almost decided to become a Christian. Now listen to this again. King Agrippa believed in Christ, but he was not a Christian. This tells me that faith only does not save a person from his past sins. Faith only does not make a person a Christian. In fact, if a person only believes and does not obey anything the Lord says, he is no better off than the devil. The Bible says in James chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, you believe there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Being a Christian means believing in Christ, but it also means obeying Christ. If there is no obedience, a man is not a Christian, no matter how nice and mannerly he may act. In Hebrews 5 and verse 9, the Bible says, having been perfected, Jesus became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. If you want to be a Christian and you want to be saved, you must obey what Jesus said. As long as you refuse to obey the Lord, you are not a Christian. The second passage in the Bible which uses the word Christian reads like this. In Acts 11 verse 26, the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. This passage gives us more insight as to what a Christian is. A Christian, according to this, is a disciple of Christ. A disciple is a learner and follower of Christ. A disciple is one who agrees to obey what the Lord said. In John 8, verse 31, Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Again, in John 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments, Jesus said. So then, we see that a Christian is a disciple, a learner, a follower of Christ. A disciple is one who obeys the Lord's commands. Now, question, how do you become a disciple to begin with? Is there any kind of initiation or induction that must first take place before a person is considered to be a Christian? Yes, there is. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, the Bible says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now this is Jesus speaking. Jesus himself says that to become a disciple, a person must be immersed in water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If a person has not been properly baptized, he's not a Christian. Remember, only disciples were called Christians. Acts 11, 26, and to become a disciple, one must be baptized properly. Matthew 28, verse 19. Just any old baptism won't do. If a person has not been baptized properly, they may think they're a Christian, but they really are not. In Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 5, we read of several men who had been baptized with John's baptism, and yet they were not Christians. John's baptism was good and valid during its time, but it was replaced with the baptism of Jesus. These men in Acts chapter 19 had not been baptized correctly. They thought they were Christians, but they were not, and they had to be rebaptized according to the Lord's teachings. According to the Lord's inspired apostle, baptism is immersion in water for the remission of sins. Listen to this. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Many people today think that they're Christians just like the men in Acts chapter 19. And they think they're saved, but they have never obeyed the Bible's baptism. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." The word Christian appears in one final passage in the Bible. We've looked at two of them. Let's look at the last one. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16, the Bible says, "Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter." This passage reminds us that being a Christian means we shall suffer. Many preachers today leave the impression that once you become a Christian, all your problems will vanish and there'll be nothing to worry about. But the Bible here explains that being a Christian means you'll suffer. People will make fun of you, they will abuse you sometimes, but we're encouraged here not to be ashamed of that, but rather glorify God on this account. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says, "Yes, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." There are evil men and women who will persecute disciples of Christ, but the disciples are reminded here to remain faithful, and eventually they shall be rewarded. In Luke chapter 18, verse 29 and 30, Jesus said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life."